This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Political heavyweights are making a final push in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry, as today is the last day of campaigning for assembly elections in the two states and the Union Territory. Single-phase polling will be held for 126 seats in Assam, 140 seats in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry on Thursday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held three public meetings in Assam yesterday at Barpeta, Hojai and Dibrugarh. Addressing a rally at Hojai last afternoon, he reiterated that the development of every district and region of Assam remains a top priority for his party and the National Democratic Alliance. Mr. Modi alleged that Assam was deprived of development during the Congress tenure and that the party worked primarily for its own interests.
आज बीजेपी एनडीए सरकार डिब्रूगढ़ को फिर से बहुत बड़ा हब बना रही है। हम ऊपरी असम को कांग्रेस की उपस्था से बाहर निकाल रहे हैं। कांग्रेस के दशकों के कुशासन ने असम की कनेक्टिविटी की कोई चिंता नहीं की। बोगीबिल ब्रिज हो, भूपेन हजारिका सेतु हो, जोरहाट माजुली सेतु हो, ब्रह्मपुत्र और अन्य नदियों पर बन रहे ऐसे सेतु इस क्षेत्र की कनेक्टिविटी को नई ऊंचाई पर पहुंचा रहे हैं।
The Congress also stepped up its campaign in the state. Addressing a press conference in Guwahati, senior Congress leader Kumari Sailaja targeted the BJP over the issue of the Uniform Civil Code. In Puducherry, senior Congress leader and Lok Sabha opposition leader Rahul Gandhi, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, and DMK leader and Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin led an intense day of campaigning across the Union Territory. In Keralam, yesterday was a buzz with meetings and roadshows by senior leaders from various political parties. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah attended a roadshow at Haripath. Senior CPM leader and Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan released the progress card of his government. Congress General Secretary and Wayanad MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed a corner meeting at Karacheri and Tiruvambadi. Meanwhile, for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal, filing of nomination ended yesterday. Scrutiny of nominations will be taken up today. Candidates can withdraw their names by Thursday. Polling for 234 seats in Tamil Nadu and 152 constituencies in the first phase in West Bengal will be held on the 23rd of this month. In Assam, the silent period for the general election to the State Legislative Assembly will begin today from 5 p.m. During this period, all forms of election campaigning, including public meetings, processions and canvassing through electronic and social media, will be strictly prohibited. India has marked a major milestone in its nuclear energy program as indigenously designed and built prototype fast breeder reactor at Kalpakkam in Tamil Nadu attained criticality. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the landmark achievement. In a social media post last night, Mr. Modi said, India is taking a defining step in its civil nuclear journey by advancing the second stage of country's three-stage nuclear program. The Prime Minister also called this a decisive step towards harnessing India's vast thorium reserves in the third stage of this program. U.S. President Donald Trump today threatened to decimate Iran within 4 hours if it did not agree to a deal by this night. In a press conference at the White House, Mr. Trump warned that every bridge in Iran will be decimated by today midnight, and every power plant will be out of business, burning, exploding, and never to be used again. He asked Iran to make a deal with the U.S. and open the Hormuz Strait for free movement of oil by 8 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. In boxing, Indian world champions Meenakshi Hooda in 48 kg and Jasmine Lamboria in 57 kg will compete in their semifinals at the Asian Boxing Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today. Yesterday, Indian boxers Preeti Pawar, Priya and Arundhati Chaudhary advanced to the finals after winning their respective semi-final bouts. Meanwhile, world champion medalist Pooja Rani and Ankushita Boro settled for bronze medals after suffering defeats in their semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.